Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker. Good morning, good morning, good morning. There's two of us this morning. That's what happened when you put the wrong button up. Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on Friday, the 20th of December. Yay. Just five sleeps to go. You're up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five
more sleeps to go. And we have got an amazing show lined up for you today. It is, of course, the Christmas special. So I am joined in the studio by them all. Well, apart from one. So, we haven't got Richard. Richard, we're wishing you well. He messaged me at stupid o'clock in this morning to say that he'd been up all night, unwell, ill. He says he's got the bug, but personally, I think he's been out on the rounds again. We know you like doing that this time of year, Richard. So, we wish you well, Richard, and we are missing you here today. But I am joined by the amazing, gorgeous Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. The absolutely fabulous Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Hello.
You're not up either. Blimey, no, I'm not used to having so many people. You're up now.
Am I up?
You're up.
Hello. Ho, ho, ho.
Always will be forever the young Ben Abbott.
Hi, guys.
He'll always be younger than us. So I can always call him Ben. And we are joined in the studio now. We have launching a new co-host who's joining us for today and for next year, the wonderful Hacks.
Hello. I'm up.
You're up. You're ready. There's too many knobs to fiddle with this morning. I couldn't go.
Oh, really?
Careful. Very
it's
careful.
A family show. Yeah. Family show.
Yes, come on. Children in the studio today. No, Gemma, they're not open. Open them.
I was just having a read, actually.
Oh. What are the quality sheets?
Oh, there's
what's
in
them?
There's nuts
maybe
in some of them.
Maybe chocolate. Maybe a bit more chocolate.
Don't open the nutty ones.
There
shouldn't be any eggs in them, should there?
Okay. No, there's no eggs. So for the people who are listening and don't understand...
what we're doing.
You know, what we're doing. We've got some quality streets because it is Christmas after all. So, you know, chocolate
standard.
For breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we've also got our mini hosts in the show today, which is Lucy and Kimora, my daughter. Amanda's daughter, and my daughter's got allergies, so I read everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm literally, so I read everything to see what's in.
Yes, and also Gemma, you have a nut
allergy. I also have allergies as well. So please don't try and kill me, because people have tried to kill me twice this month already.
Have they?
Yeah.
Blimey.
I thought it was quite likable.
You're lovable.
I don't like Gemma, kill her off with the nuts.
So do open the chocolates then, but nobody have the nutty ones, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no nuts. But you can eat the others. So get
we
them open.
We need to look at the menu then.
Yeah.
I think all of us do.
We will.
There's only two. There's only one actually in there. Has nuts. Is there two?
I think the triangles have.
Yeah, but that's
the purple
quality.
One's
that's
my favourite.
Isn't it? Not quality street.
No, that's quality street.
Oh, I get very confused these days.
Take it home. Anyhow,
roses are the worst ones. So if you're going in tiers, it's roses, then it's quality street. Then it's probably Cadbury Heroes if you're doing it. And then it's the celebrations. Celebrations are the best ones. But if you want to throw like a Terry's chocolate orange in there, then that's like
I'm
the best
gonna
one.
I'm just going to say that is like the world's most unpopular opinion.
I stick by it.
Are you one of these people
stick to the toffees.
Yeah, one of these people that gets the celebration calendar and loves it when you get the bounty.
No, I don't have the celebration calendar, but I do really like bounties. So, I would enjoy the bounty.
I've
gone with Maltesers this year.
Yeah.
That's my thing this year. Yeah.
I could get through three or four of those boxes, you know, the little rectangle boxes that have like nothing in them.
Yeah.
I mean, they just go. Two pops and
I really like the reindeers that you can get as well. And you get one in the end of the advent calendar this year. So that's why I got it.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't have an advent calendar this year. Did you have one?
Yeah, well, Kimora has one, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but
I didn't get one.
You personally.
No, nobody bought one for me.
They've got some fabulous advents now, haven't they? They've got the beauty ones.
Full
of the skincare.
Cheese ones.
Bottles of wine ones.
Yes, bottle wines. And
a friend of mine's got a beer one as well.
The beer one, yeah.
I've seen a whiskey calendar. It was 250 quid.
Yeah. To be fair, for us ladies, just to give you ideas for next year, not that Paul's listening today, so he won't get the hint. They do a Tiffany one.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, £250,000.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Ultimate
Hacks
calendar.
Is shaking his head.
He's like, no, not going to happen.
No.
Give me the beer one.
I think stick to the Quality Street one, I think, yeah.
Well, anyone would be nice, to be fair. Anyway, this is a business show, and we are going to talk in a bit about business today, sort of, maybe. We'll see. We do want to hear from you, the listeners. Are the flies out today?
Yeah.
See them all, like, flicking their hands around.
It's a wine fly.
It's a wine fly. Wait till we open the Prosecco in the break. We do want to hear from you, the listeners, so do contact us, as you normally would, on Twitter, at BExtra, Sorry, what's completely lost the plot.
Good morning, Anna.
Bianca.
Bianca.
Bunker extra. Thank you.
Without an E.
Without an E.
With not an E in the E, bunker, but
oh, or the extra.
Yeah. The E in the extra.
Oh, good. And you haven't even had Prosecco yet.
I know.
What's
we
going
haven't
on?
Even opened the Prosecco yet. We have had them come in, but we do want to hear from you. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and also find out, you know, how you are you looking forward to 2020? What's your hopes for 2020? Do you notice I've been very tactful with my wording, Gemma? Did you notice that? What are your hopes
yeah.
for 2020?
You don't want to say plans
or your goals. Although we'll be talking plans and goals because we
you should have goals for 2020.
Well, we're going to be having this conversation yeah. in a minute because we always have this conversation on the Christmas special about goals and plans and the pros and cons and whether we believe in them or not type of thing, but hopes. But we have quite a few tweets coming through. We've had one from. Oh, I missed it now. I went down too far. From Fruworks Co-working, wishing all the team Bunker Extra a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Fruitworks. From Tony and George there. So thank you for that.
We've got one from Sandra Lamb. Oh, we love Sandra.
Oh, we love Sandra.
Yeah, from Body Mind Solutions. And she says, wish you all a Merry Christmas and happiness for every day of the year ahead. I'll take that.
Oh, I like
thank
that.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you, Sandra. That's to you too, good. Darling.
Yeah, absolutely. Athelbray have been on. Enjoy the last show of the year and then put your feet up. Thanks for the shout outs. Hope 2020 is great for everyone and looking forward to pursuing some exciting new projects and working with some new associates.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Nice.
And we've got one from Tracy, as usual. So she says, morning, Amanda and all. Have a fantastic show. I look forward to catching up with you with the replay. As she always listens again, which is great because we get more tweets a bit later.
We do.
And she says, my hope for 2020 is to find funding to take my plucky cards. Ooh, they're copyrighted. She's got a little C there. Into organisations to get conversations started about strengths, aspirations, values, positivity and memories.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we wish you all the best.
We do, Tracy, definitely. And thank you for your continued support throughout the year. We really appreciate that. And one from Chips and Dinks, have a great last show of 2019. It's been a pleasure listening, catching up and being one of your guests this year. Merry Christmas to the team and everyone listening. Isn't that lovely? Everyone's full of Christmas cheer and
of course.
Joy.
Yeah. A few days to go.
Yeah, so who's finished? Are you finishing? Finished?
Yeah, right.
I have.
Nobody likes one of those people. No, well,
I've only finished because I've left all my Christmas chores today, including buying an important present. So I've had to take today off.
Okay.
Who's the important present for?
An
important person.
Lady.
Yes. Lovely. So you're not done yet, Gemma?
Oh, come on. I mean, I put my tree up last Sunday. So
that's way too late.
Last Sunday?
I know.
See, there's this whole thing around when do you put the tree up. Now, for me, I put it up on the last Sunday of November.
Yeah, me too.
So I get a full month.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm sorry, the amount of time it takes
exactly.
to put that damn tree up, I am not having it up for a couple of days or a week. I'm gonna enjoy it.
A month and 6 days though, isn't it?
Yeah, because it stays up for 12 days.
Well,
after.
No, I don't keep it up for 12. By like the 2nd of Jan, it's down. I can't stand it.
Well, that's why I don't put it up till late, because I get fed up of it. That's why I put it up later.
No, by 2nd of Jan, I'm fed up. All the way up to the 2nd of Jan, I'm enjoying it.
from January until December, I miss it. Until the end of November, I like having Christmas
absolutely.
Trees.
Absolutely,
like, it's festive.
It's lovely. Yeah. Isn't it? The lights, all the lights go in the windows.
Yeah, the electricity bill afterwards.
Absolutely.
The gift that keeps on giving.
We've gone a bit crazy with lights this year. We've got lights all over the place.
Have you?
Brilliant. You walk into a house, it's like blackboard illuminations.
Brilliant.
Literally, as soon as you walk in the house,
love it. That's gorgeous.
But it's good. What? Uh-huh. Yes. Sorry, the little mumbles from the background there, but nobody else can hear you, Lucy, because you're not speaking into the mic. But have you stopped work? Today's officially your last day?
So I had a day off yesterday.
Woo!
Oh my gosh. this was just pure joy.
The day off. Just before the Christmas period.
Well, did you feel guilty?
No. Okay. I didn't feel guilty. It's like my
was
first...
it a Christmas shopping day?
No, it was a day off. Like, I didn't get out of bed till 10.
Wow.
Nice. I said to Kimura, I'm on strike. She's like, you can't be on strike. You're my mum. There's no one else here.
Yeah, it's not mum's on strike day.
And we just had a lovely day. We went and had lunch at Dobby's and went and did a little bit of shopping and just relaxed.
Nice.
It's the first time in an incredibly long time that I've done that.
Mm.
And then today we've got the show, which is, I mean, is this really work?
No.
No, not really. And then in the office, they've got a bit of an office party. So we've got to head to that. And that's it. I am done.
Woohoo.
Yeah, that's it.
So basically, you are finished.
I'm
Jess.
Done. Yeah.
Done.
She's done.
Is the out of office reply up?
No, it'll go on at 4:30 today. And then I am planning to, between Christmas and New Year, spend a couple of nights doing a little bit of like on the business stuff. Just once I've got all the client stuff out of my head, doing a little bit of on the
planning,
business stuff.
Planning, the P word.
Mm. Yeah, just a little thinking about strategy and mm-hmm. stuff. So that's what I'm planning to do with a glass of wine, because that's when it gets my creative juices.
Yep. That was dangerous.
Yeah, we'll proofread in the new year.
Yeah, definitely. Or get someone else to
proofread. But other than that, yeah, I'm done. And I'm so glad. I've had a really, really busy year this year. And my biggest downfall is not having a holiday. I've got burnout, like, literally. Yeah. And it doesn't sound like it, but I am exhausted.
You've got to build in the meantime.
You look like it. No, I believe you. No, she's right.
Yes, how to win friends and influence people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you do. You tend to burn out, and you don't know it until you start to feel the bad symptoms, which is, you know, almost like a depression feeling and thinking, oh, yeah, I've got no motivation whatsoever. And you've got to guard yourself against that, particularly if you work for yourself.
Because if you were working for somebody else, you would have your holiday. You will take your holiday, wouldn't you?
And you only work 7 hours a day, 8 hours a day, don't you? I mean, hello. How many hours a day do we all work?
5 days a week.
I know. You know, 12 hours plus.
Yeah. 40 hour week, hey? Ooh, imagine those days.
It's definitely my biggest lesson this year, is just not to do that. It's not worth it. I need to have more. I'm going to schedule in as part of my in-between Christmas and New Year, schedule in actual breaks from the beginning. Because what happens with me is I go, no, I will have a break in August. And then I go, oh, it'll be next week. Oh, well, someone else has called. So it'll be next week now. And then that never happens. So
you've got to book it, and you've got to book it in. Call the travel agent, and you've got to book the holiday. Then there's no way around it.
No, well, I have to say, for the first time for a very long time, I've actually scheduled my holidays for next year.
Brilliant.
Have you? Well done.
And it's because it's the only way. Otherwise, you know, it encroaches or something else happens. And because my partner's an independent midwife, she has to kind of time her client to giving birth.
Yeah.
So she either takes clients on or off, or not, rather, you know, in those windows. So we've done that, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, an independent midwife, that's interesting. I don't know if I've heard of that before.
But she works outside of the NHS.
Ah.
So she's
a little bit like a doula, but a midwife.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But it's a private arrangement with it. And the advantage is, obviously, from the mum's point of view, is it's continuity of care. Because with NHS, you can't guarantee you're going to get the same midwife from beginning to end.
No, you can't.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Cool. Well, look at us. We're all organised. So have you've completely shut down, Julie?
No.
When do you
completely
shut down? When does the
is
out
there
of
such
office
a thing?
Yes, when
I
does
don't
the out
know.
Of office
to
go
be
up?
Honest, the out of office never goes on.
No, it isn't good.
It isn't good.
Switch it off.
But in general, it slows. The business is slow in any way, so it's not as though the calls are coming in and, you know, the colour consultations are happening every minute of every day at the moment. So everything's slowly reducing.
Would yours like increase for New Year's Eve, say, for example? So if people are like, or would you have already,
conversations? Yeah, I've already had those conversations, so it's all sort of happening on and off.
When would typically that start?
Oh, beginning of December.
That's later than I thought it would be. I would think that people start planning events and, you know, colour coordination and whatever.
People don't get into it until the lights come on and, you know, the things are happening. And then they think, oh, Christmas is around the corner. That's a couple of weeks to go. It's a lastminute.com world, isn't it, that we live in? Come on, let's be honest. Who's going to be that organised?
I thought early December was too early, to be honest.
There we go.
That's madness, yeah. Madness.
People normally say to me, what are you wearing? I don't know.
Exactly. That's what my clients say.
I don't know what I'm wearing until I look in the wardrobe and go, that'll do.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's it. Just coming up to it. That's what, because, you know, all the Christmas lunches and things that corporate dues and all the other things happening, the galas and what have you. They're not starting until at least sort of the beginning of the second-ish week of December. So people just not thinking about it until they get the email pinging through, you know, reminder, lunch reminder, Christmas lunch, you know, Secret Santa. Have you bought Secret Santa for your colleagues?
I have.
And before you know it, everybody's
We have done
on
that
it
at Dragon.
Have you?
Bought mine, yeah. done it?
I did a secret Santa for myself. Does that count?
Me too.
Was it a secret?
No, that doesn't count.
It does count. It's a secret. Paul doesn't know.
I got drunk and went on Amazon, and then it's just roulette by the time I ever turns up.
Hang secret on a minute. Santa. Was that the Tiffany box then?
Yeah. He gave me his credit card. So you don't give me your credit card number if you don't want to lose the money. No, and yeah. So Ben, you were saying off before we came on the show, actually, you're still really stupidly busy at the moment.
Yeah,
so.
I've got... by the end of tonight, I should be done with client work, and then I've just got business stuff to do. But I'll turn my out of office on 24th, 25th, up until probably the 28th. I might do a little bit in those couple of days, but then New Year's Day I'll have off, New Year's Eve I'll have
it's
off.
It's just like that thing, you know, it's an excuse to have, come on, full 2 weeks off.
I'm going to have it. And the other thing for me is because I've got family, so I think it's important. Like I kind of owe it to them. To have some, to be present, yeah. You know, course, not just have, give them presents, but to be present.
To be present. And you have an excuse to, because especially the way Christmas falls this year, you've got midweek and midweek. I'm just going to have 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Okay. But to be fair, I've been slowing down since October, so I'm up until from January to October, I'm manic from now. So I'm working on next year, working 10 months of the year.
Well, why not if you can?
You can, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, that's
about. So is your out of office on?
Yeah, it was on like 3 weeks ago.
From October.
No, to be fair, my out of office went on this morning because I actually, although I haven't been working much this week, I didn't want to look that bad. I thought I better not put it on until the end of the
just
week.
Just in case.
You know, people think that I'm, you know, working in the office.
And are you going to do any strategy stuff in between Christmas and New Year, or is that it?
Well, no, actually, to be fair, I've posted my Christmas post today. And I thought, I don't like doing mixing the Christmas and the New Year together. So I'll probably next Monday do that's the end of this year. This is what happened. Put some videos and pictures up and everything. And then, you know, because it's 2020. It's the end of a decade. I didn't actually realise until somebody said it the other day. It's the end of a decade.
Couple of years.
Decade. It's like 2020.
10 years. A decade.
2020. Yeah. So what, okay. We have this conversation, and in fact, it's only me and you, Gemma, that normally on this show this time of year. So, goals and plans. Do you believe in setting goals? Goals is the thing we're objective to, aren't we? We're objective to goals. We don't like goal setting.
Okay, so I have loose goals, as in I do put things down on paper of what I'd like to achieve because it just helps to focus my mind. But I'm not really bothered. It might defeat the object as to whether or not we hit them, hit those targets. So I'll give you an example. Because last week, Lucy and I were looking at what did we plan for this year and what has actually happened. One of the things I planned was to have 4 speaking arrangements this year. I had 16. So we were like, woohoo, smash that one. We wanted 55 new clients. We only got 44, but there were 44 really good quality clients. So actually, it's not a big deal. But it just kind of helped us to focus a little bit. And if something else comes along, you know, something shiny comes along and changes the plan, I'm okay with that. I'm like, okay,
the thing is, we have to be open, and we've got to go with the flow flexible. As well as being too set in. To,
but I think also when you, it's different when you work by yourself in your business and when you have other people working with you. It's very different, and that was the biggest thing when I took on Lucy, of going from just being a solopreneur to having a staff member, was she really needed some direction, and she was looking for me to do it rather than like every day be like, okay, right, today we're just going to do this. Any thoughts on that? Everyone's looking at me like you're crazy.
Well, how's that been? Because you're technically becoming a leader now.
Yeah, so she's been with 2 years. Bless her.
Oh, no, I can't believe it's that long.
And it has been really interesting. She probably leads me. It's probably the other way around. Because what people don't know is I'm not that organised. I'm good at thinking on
you
my
really?
Feet.
Are you not?
I know, right?
You've surprised me.
I'm good at thinking on my feet, which is a good quality to have when you're running a business, but it's not necessarily a good quality when you're leading other people. So, but she's very good at organizing me, and I allow her to do that, you know. And it has taught me a lot about myself. And then we went through this year, we did ISO 9001, so we got some international standards of processes and management, and that made me more organized as well.
Well, you have to be,
you
right? Because that's
be.
Extremely difficult to yeah, achieve. So,
exactly.
Congratulations on that, by
thank
the way.
You. Yeah. Mm. And how has it been? It's been really good. It's taught me a lot about myself, and it's better for the business. I now feel like if I had the funds and the work, I could take on 10 members of staff. Once you've done one, you can take on 10 people.
Sorry, I'm trying to communicate with children. Listen, just read that packet, Kimora. They should be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
So I'm always overly paranoid when Kimora and Gemma are in the room, just to make sure anything's been eaten.
I think you're in the right industry for it as well, for employing staff, right?
Yeah.
You'd like to think it'd be a little bit simpler for yourself.
I think so, but it's a bit like, I mean, not with me, but it's a bit like hairdressers and mechanics, right? They always have the worst hair and the worst cars because you leave your stuff till last.
Well, you look at social media agencies. You know, they're working on other people's
social. Media is awful.
Yeah, my social media has been awful the past couple of months because I've been working on client projects and I'm like, well, actually, realistically, I should be focusing on my own stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just one of those things.
But I think it's really good. Even if you have a VA, it's good to have somebody else in your business. It really just kind of organises you and makes you think about what am I doing and why am I doing this. And also every minute counts because you're like, I'm paying you, so I need to make sure that I'm then getting
return on
value.
Investment.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. It's quite tricky, I think, especially when you're running your own business and you're used to doing everything yourself, giving away some of that.
Oh, that was tough.
That's hard.
It's hard. And even down to, recently when I work on bigger events, obviously I bring people in to work with me because I can't literally physically do it all myself because I can't run around I do run around like a blast fly, but I can't actually do everything myself. And that was really hard. When we did the graduation ceremony at Rochester Cathedral, I had 10 people under me working and I had to give them directions. And it was really hard actually trying to work out how to direct them because I know in my head how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
But you have to you've got to do this and you have to work. It makes it even harder for you to work out. But oh my God, that event run like clockwork so well that we finished an hour early.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is you had to have a plan, isn't it, in order to direct the people that are working with you, your team, because they need direction.
They don't know. They can't. If they could read your mind, it'd be so much easier. But this is what I want you to do. Get in my head and work
That's why we don't like to delegate, because we know what we want to happen.
Oh, I'm fine with it now. Delegate away.
It's just a lack of trust,
away,
though, isn't
it?
It's a massive lack of trust.
Because no one can do your business as well as you can they?
That's the thing, is that I think, and obviously I still haven't gone through this yet, but I think it's just a case of maybe we should think that, you know, probably they're
people
not going
worthy.
To.
Yeah, there
but,
are others.
But they're able to do it, but we shouldn't expect the same amount of care from them as say you, or to work as hard as you. And I think that's what entrepreneurs get frustrated with, especially like people that I've been working with recently, about some of their staff. And they're just like, well, they're not working as hard as me. And I said, well, how much do you pay them? And well, you know, we pay them a good salary. And I was like, but do they have a percentage in the business? Well, no. I said, well, how the hell can you expect them to work as hard as you? They've got nothing. You know, they work for their salary and, you know, it's very important for them to work and make sure that they are working hard, but they're never going to work as hard as the person who runs the business because it's not their passion.
No.
They have no investment into it aside from a paycheck at the end of the month.
Absolutely. But it was an interesting comment that you said, that we don't work, or nobody else works as hard or knows how to run the business. I've gone through a really interesting experience this year where I'm actually expanding and working with a team, and it truly becomes an experience where you are greater than the sum of all the parts, which means basically any of the members of team are contributing stuff that I can't do. And I think that's a good way of actually getting a member in, you know. And if you approach it like that, you then build your business or build it to a point where you can scale it.
But it is bringing the right people in the first place that share those ideas and insights and give.
And take yourself through that course of letting go.
Totally.
And having faith that the people that you have got around you can do the job that you want to do or that you would expect.
Absolutely.
And that's a trick.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Richard, and he's listening from his sick bed. We feel so sorry for you, Richard. But he said, security never stops, so no out of office for me. And is at 10 Intelligence Bunker Extra. So if you need any security support, I'm there. So I do tend to message him occasionally. We're like, this has just happened. What should I do? But as you say, obviously security never stops. So you can email Richard on Christmas Day. I'm sure he'll be very appreciative.
What time's lunchtime?
Yeah.
But
their Christmas is amazing. Actually, I wouldn't mind going to them for Christmas because they don't do all the turkey and everything. They've got like fajitas and stuff going on.
I love that.
I like the idea of
nice.
That. We have had a tweet from Lisa saying, "Whoa, loving the focus, Gemma, and congratulations with your
ISO
achievement."
Thank you, Lisa.
Which is amazing. Okay, so unfortunately, obviously, we always tend to run over with talking on this show, and we didn't really get very far with "Do you believe in goals or not?" But well, I think we all agree that goals need to be set, but they shouldn't be set goals.
Yeah, they're not rigid.
That's actually a really good saying. Yeah. I just come up with that. They shouldn't be rigid. They should be flexible. Mm. So you know, you have to know what you want to achieve, the path to achieving them.
Yeah, it's kind of like, for me, I look at it like, I want to know that I want to get from here to here, but how I get from here to here might vary. But that's where I'm heading.
Yeah, that's where you want to achieve.
Well, it's interesting because I'm actually part of a small business accountability group, which is sponsored by Rift. And we're going through business plans, writing business plans. Now, I've written business plans, lots of them before, but they're always quite an intimidating document because, as we've just discussing now, quite often, or the approach usually is set poles in the ground, you know, whereas this whole new approach Annette Banners are running, really, is you are a lot more flexible. And
agile.
That you don't,
yes, in the corporate exactly. world, it's called it's agile.
Yes, exactly.
I used to agile project manage, and yeah.
And that's the key. Now, business is agile. Marketing is agile. Communication is agile. That's how we do it. And that's the only way, I think, that in this intense attention economy world that we live in, that we can cope as business owners is not to be too rigid.
I think it depends how you define goals. So for me personally, I set an aim at the end of the year, which would be something that's a bit more larger project, whether that is my aim is to get, you know, 15 speaking gigs for the year, but then I'll set individual goals to get towards that. And those goals can change and be flexible, but the aim remains the same at the end. So it's just like I define it slightly differently, but, you know, it's exactly the same as what you're saying. It's all about being agile and,
exactly.
and constantly
so
moving.
Set goals, but don't make them goals set. No, I just said it right. Completely gone.
You're
going
to have to learn that one.
I know. Yeah. I should have written it down.
Listen back, play.
Listen back to the replay. Right. Well, we're going to actually have a break now because it's about time we open that Prosecco for sure, because it is obviously a Christmas special. So what we're going to do is, as we go into the break, the girls are going to come up. We're going to get the little girls singing voices. And they're going to sing for us the verse of A Silent Night.
Lovely.
Tell you what, girls, if you go to those two mics there next to Gemma, or that mic there, I'll put the those two mics up.
Yes, is that mic up?
Mic up. Mic up.
Mic check one. Check
mic check
two.
One. Right, speak, girls. Hello. As it is a Christmas special and we are very much family orientated here, we're going to have the girls sing the verse for us of... hang on, they're just getting themselves sorted, putting their headphones on. Okay, so are we ready? And off you go.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Thank you so much, girls.
Whoa.
And now we'll be back.
I have to say, if I sang that, that would be very, very poor.
That's what we're doing after the break. For now, we're going to hear from the semi-professional. I have to play it every year. Sorry,
every
but
year,
I do.
I know.
I have to hear it every year. This is... the amazing Gemma Fairclough Haynes.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright. Child, oh.
flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk. For occupational
jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
We're back. We're still here. We've opened the Prosecco. We've got the bubbles going. We've got the chocolates going. This is, of course, the Christmas special, so we have to have a bit of bubbly today. So we will just say cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Merry cheers. Christmas and all that. Malarkey. We heard a tweet from Richard. He said, you're all welcome for a Mexican Christmas. Right, so we'll be around there. What, about 1 o'clock? Christmas Day, Richard, is that right? And he wants to say thank you to me for another wonderful year and involving you. Richard, it's great to have you on the show. We really appreciate your input. The scare the hell out of us every month of how we need to keep ourselves safe. So we do appreciate that. But yes, so what's we looking forward to? Okay, well, I think what we should do in this, you know, we should give a bit of... depth and everything to our listeners. So we're talking about next year. So you know what? I've got a room full of experts here, experts in their own field. So I want you to think, and this is off the cuff, a tip for those business owners out there that's going to help them in the next decade, 2020.
Or something in our field.
Something in your field.
You can start, Ben.
I got one. So there is such a reliance on LinkedIn at the moment for the organic reach, and a lot of people are doing very well on there. Don't get upset when it stops working.
What?
Because it will stop working. the same way that Facebook stopped working, the same way that Twitter stopped working, and they all have their cycles, so there will be something new. It may be the case that LinkedIn comes back, or it may continue to work, but don't get solely invested in one platform without at least kind of acknowledging the others exist. So you don't have to be on all of the others, but just start to understand how they work, because it will change very quickly where LinkedIn will stop working and something else will start working, and it's good to get in that early. So I'm actually going into Pinterest this year a little bit more.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, so I'm doubling down on Pinterest this year.
Pinterest has never been a platform I think that a lot of people, apart from the creative industry, has got much involved with.
Yeah, so...
So why Pinterest?
For me, it provides a natural board into people's lives. So if you're, say, in the events industry, or if you're hospitality in any way, then you get to understand exactly what these people are looking for and be able to market your products accordingly. So there's a very niche way of doing it, but I'm looking at Pinterest, and a couple of my clients are looking at Pinterest this year as something that could definitely help generate more interest in their blogs, on their website, and so on and so forth, by making it a little bit more personable and a little bit more kind of involved in people's lives.
Does that still depend on, I guess, where your target audience is?
Absolutely. Yeah. It all depends on your target audience. But it also depends on the type of content that you're putting out there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
So... It's if you're looking for a more corporate view, then people probably aren't going to look at it. But if you've got an infographic about five tips about the best way to use video as an example on a social media platform, then that is an infographic that would work very well on Pinterest. Link it to a blog on your website, and naturally you're generating interest and movement onto your site.
And with Pinterest, can you? Because obviously that's one of the downfalls from Instagram, is you can't put links on the post.
The post is a link itself.
Right.
So it links naturally back to your website or blog, or you can link it to your contact us page.
Which actually is really good.
Yeah. So it just, there's a lot of advertising space, but I think organic reach on Pinterest is still quite good now. It's not LinkedIn levels, but I think if you use it smartly, people could be very successful on it.
I like that idea. I might put that on my list to look at. Okay, hacks. Give us your video.
Well, I think video is obviously still going. A lot of people are now having the courage to get more involved in video, particularly on a personal production level. And it's all about engagement. It's all about creating the content that you want. But nowadays, I have my own take on social media, and I've been watching some people that really work well on social media in terms of video and what's happening, and very quickly they peak with the content that they're producing. Mm. And then they it's almost becomes a millstone around the neck, because yeah. They think they're struggling to maintain the viewing figures that they've been used to, or they've achieved in the past. But I think now For 2020, because the technology is allowing us to run our CRM systems much, much more independently, and there's some fantastic packages out there, I think now video is going to work really well within email campaigns and building your direct audience and starting to communicate directly with your audience. So you farm your new viewers, as it were, in social media, but then you have a structure that really allows you to then communicate personally with the people that have engaged with you. Yeah, and I think that's going to be the growth area.
Because obviously the thing at the moment is you can't directly put a video in an email, or there's a couple of systems that do allow you to put a direct video.
Oh, what do you mean, like on your footer kind of thing?
No, so actually if you went to email out, a standard
like
email.
Like a MailChimp type thing.
Yeah. You can't embed the video. It puts the front page up and then it links to wherever the video is hosted.
There's technology that will allow you to do that, and you can do that.
Yeah,
well,
I know
one. The trouble is the firewall systems that most of your clients will have in place, and that will kill any video.
So there is a company, a new company, another lady who's running it, Mia Butler, and it's called Pistachio View, and she has created the software to allow you to embed the video in the email. And obviously she's looking at things, overcome the firewall and everything. But it's interesting that you say, obviously, about sending video via email and speaking personally directly to the people.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the email. You just get them involved into a whole journey that is probably landing page based.
Yep.
Or web page based, you know, within your a certain section of your website, so that you create the journeys that bring them on board in a very specific manner. And if you've got various levels of your products within your business, you can have an individual journey for every one of those products, and they can all arrive at one place, which is your purchase place.
Yeah, good. I like it. I like it. Julie, give us some confidence and mindsetting and fashion.
I'm going to kind of go off a little bit of a tangent.
Ooh, we like tangents.
Only because I think this year has seen such a high rise of mental health issues amongst celebrities and amongst individuals. And we've got so many, you know, mental health awareness days now, and there's so much more awareness. Now, I am a style coach, and I am an NLP practitioner. So I do help people with their mindset, overcoming their self-limiting beliefs around their body image and their, you know, body confidence, etc. So for me, I think a massive tip for this coming year and for the new decade ahead, I think, is for all our listeners to really do just try to embrace who they are, who, you know, their own individuality, be as authentic as you can in everything, you know, you live, breathe and are, because I just think that, you know, there's so many people out there just trying to be something else, trying to compare themselves to others, trying to look like celebrities, trying to get on, you know, and be the next YouTube influencer or whatever it might be. And I just think we just need to slow down and we just need to take a stock of who we are, and what do we want to put out there in the world? What value can we offer? And I just think that ultimately, if we can, you know, really kind of recognize, you know, any of the kind of negatives that keep reoccurring for us, because we all have that we're not good enough, or we're not worthy enough, or, you know, we don't deserve this thing, or whatever it might be. And I just think for me, it really is about just, you know, owning it. Let's own
absolutely
2020.
I love that.
And let's make it, you know, happen. Let's just feel good about ourselves and who we are and what we can offer. And let's look bloody amazing while doing
absolutely.
So. And that's me, the chic stylist.
Observation. We've just done a series of videos around mental health, and it's great. Right. We're releasing it in the new year. And it's all about, you know, as you say, attitude to yourself.
Yeah.
But one of the strongest things that came through the research that we did for this series was the fact that you're not on your own. You're never on your own, because
absolutely.
The person sitting next to you on the tube, on the bus, on a plane, you know, whatever, will be thinking and having the same angst.
Exactly.
But we don't share that.
No.
There's something that barriers us from doing so. So the more we can encourage.
It's very much a British thing.
I think you're right.
Carry on. Don't possibly speak to the person sat next to you on the train.
No. Oh my goodness, who the kid there?
Exactly. But my point really is the fact that we have people around us who will resonate with those inner feelings that we have. We tend to torment ourselves because we think we're the only people that think like that. But if we found a way of actually sharing that and then into supporting each other.
Find the support because there's so much support out there for you.
And it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. Whether it's professional or whether it's, you know, friendship.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Perfect.
So let's make it a good one, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so next year, legislation-wise, employment law...
Here we go. Here's the serious stuff.
It is. It's having a huge shake-up.
But, really?
Huge. Huge. Two of the things that I can tell you about are... I could tell you about all of them, but we haven't got time. Is at the moment, there's no requirement to put statement of terms, in other words, in layman's terms, contracts, in place for 8 weeks of somebody starting. As of April next year, that will change. You must have these things in place and have given them to your staff member by day one.
Oh, wow.
And the second thing, which is going to be a big shake-up, is regards to agency workers and zero-hours workers. They must also be told when you think you might want them to work. So that's another big shake-up. So that's the two things legally-wise. That's my serious head. It is serious, but it's not the legislation-wise. It's really just working on your workplace culture. I think every year that should be a big thing. I was watching during the week Sticks and Stones. Did anybody see that?
Yeah,
OMG.
Catching up on it.
OMG. Yeah.
I've got to watch a third part yet.
I won't spoil it. But that is all really about just poor culture, you know, right the way through.
Bullying, harassment.
Yeah. So, working on having a great culture, a place that people want to come to.
Don't worry, I won't go to Waste Hacks. Go home.
Thank you. A place that people want to come to work in. So that's what I think people should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. And that's the thing. And I guess I should give a tip as well.
Yeah.
Go on.
Let me think. Oh, God,
give it to us.
Didn't think about that, did I?
Yeah. Well, if you want some time.
Yeah, go.
My goal for next year is to have one member of staff. So hopefully we'll be able to speak to you later on in the year.
Keep you accountable for
that.
Absolutely. Is that a goal or a hope?
No, it's in terms of that's my aim by the end of the year. And we've got financial goals set throughout the first quarter, second quarter, so that by the end, towards the third quarter of next year, we should be at least have a job advert out, hopefully.
What would that person be doing? Is that another you or someone doing something different?
No. So depending on the next month or so, that may change. So initially, I would like somebody to head up our podcast division from it because it requires somebody that's almost a full time on itself. So I'd like somebody to do that. And it's not a field that people are experts in. So I'd be hiring solely on attitude and then being able to teach.
Did you hear my podcast?
I didn't.
It came out yesterday.
Oh. I didn't hear your podcast.
Okay. It was not my podcast. Yours? I was a guest on Tara Humphrey's podcast. And she put up, you know, I don't know how people do that. You'll have to help me. Where they put up an image and you just get a voice clip of a bit of it.
It's like a waveform.
In that waveform, I'm actually saying, I think people should hire for attitude, you know, not necessarily skill. Grow your own. I love that.
I 100% agree with that. And because what I do is so different to a lot of people as well, I couldn't hire on skill because nobody does it. Mm. So it'd 100% be on attitude. But that's what I'm looking for is effectively...
Yeah.
By the end of next year for somebody to run my podcast side of the business.
So if you're interested, start putting in the feelers now.
Definitely.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a chat.
We can come back. It's all about finding the people that we want or looking for, the right people that you said earlier. Hiring for attitude is the right people, but you'd be surprised at their skills if you actually encourage their skills.
I'm working with a
young editor at the moment, and she arrived, she was bless her, she was a little mouse in terms of when she came and started working, and now she tells me and shows me what can do, which is just brilliant. You think, and she does it so fast.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm thinking, my God, can
you
just
do that
again, please?
She's so much younger than you.
Okay. Everybody's much younger than me.
But I think I do agree with you, Hacks. It's those hidden gemstones. I wrote a blog a couple of years ago about you know, appraisals and finding the hidden talent within your team. You might not necessarily have to go out and find somebody new. So, yeah, I agree.
I think it's about appreciating people at the end of the day, isn't it? And making people feel appreciated. So people got to work for you. They've got to feel appreciated. They've got to want to help. They've got to want to feel your passion for the business and what their contribution to your business is going to achieve.
And I think we live in a world where knowledge is so easily accessible now.
Absolutely.
So you can always find the knowledge. It may take time and it may take effort, but I think the most important thing for me, and even when I was at Dale Carnegie and, you know, we're talking to big kind of corporate companies about their culture, it's all about attitude.
So a good book for you, Ben, is Hyper Sales Growth. Have you read it?
No, haven't read it.
It's a really good book.
Sorry, do you know the author so I can find it?
Is it on Audible? It's on Audible, yeah.
Okay, great. This is my biggest weakness is that I don't read.
It's time, isn't it?
No, but Audible's fine.
Yeah, Audible. There's hundreds of books in there, but I don't read.
They reckon that at least 10% of your week should be done to self-development.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
10% of an average working week or
10% of a real working week.
Exactly.
So, and Amanda, what's your tip?
We've given you enough time.
Yeah. The spotlight is on you.
I had it prepared at the beginning of the show. It's called attention to detail. Attention to detail is the most vital thing with anything to do with business. But when you're running an event, of any type of event, whatever you're doing, whether it be a little seminar for 15, 20 people or a huge event for 500, 600 people, it's the attention to detail. It's the things that people will remember and notice. Don't slack on anything. Look at your speakers, look at your layout, look at your tech, look at everything you do and make sure 100% the attention to detail is there. And if you need help, you know where I am, evexio.co.uk.
Oh, nice little pun.
I know, do you like that? I worked on that, I slipped in there. We are fast running to the end of the show. Oh. See what happens,
Can I just read Richard's tweet, because it's so lovely.
Go on,
He says, oh, Gemma, singing Silent Night on Bunk Extra is just too much for me. I'm now looking forward to Christmas. She sent me a recording of it last year, which we still play during the festive period. Oh,
I know. Well, I want a copy.
I'll send it to you.
Please send it to me. Love it.
Awesome. It's only £20. Me.
But free for Business Bunker Extra co-host. If you'd like to have it. So, but we are fast approaching the end of the last show of 2019. So, okay, what one word would you like to use to describe what you hope next year will be for you?
Phenomenal.
Successful.
Scale.
Scaling up.
Yeah, I know, but big, grow. That's not a descriptive word, is it?
Isn't it?
Scaling.
Scaling. Sorry, I think of fish when I use scaling.
We'll let you off that one.
Challenging.
He's new. We're working.
You hope it'll be challenging.
You want it to be challenging?
Yeah, challenging. Yeah, I want to challenge everything that I know right now.
Well, I guarantee that will happen.
Yeah.
Anything new, you do.
Yeah, this is in year two now.
Oh, year two.
Yeah, second birthday in like
three weeks.
So this is actually, before we finish quickly, this is actually a hint from Gemma last year.
Yeah.
And yes, we will be celebrating. Yeah, so we're going to do a whole launch thing for our second birthday because we didn't celebrate our first birthday.
Oh, hang on a minute. I was completely off piece there. I thought he was about to get married or have a baby.
No.
Completely off
piece. Business. God. Completely off piece. Yeah.
Yes. And my word for 2020 is epic.
Yeah.
I want it to be epic. Year five for Gemma and I.
Yeah.
Year five.
Oh, my word.
Blimey.
Oh, my gosh.
Five. Yeah. Still here.
How Happy many years have you been going for a long time?
It's actually 10 years now in terms of Hacks Media starting and then morphing into Prisma Broadcast. Yeah, 10 years.
So it's crazy, isn't it? Crazy journey. Yeah. Rock up.
I had a drink with a fellow cameraman who was working with me in Africa. And he's still working but more on the production level because he's not behind the camera as much. And we were just reminiscing of the journey that's taken and where we've gone and why and whatever. And that was quite an interesting little conversation.
It's lovely to go down memory lane, though.
It is.
Especially with somebody who shared part of that journey with you.
Well, exactly. And really funnily enough, none of us miss that time of spending time in the bush and you know, sort of getting the shots, as it were, for the stories, whatever. But at the same time, what we've gone on to and the experience has just been an amazing journey, you know, and it still is.
Beautiful.
And you look back nicely.
Yeah. I just think it's funny. I mean, we always say, we always, and we all do it, is like it's the end of a year, you know, looking at next year or refocusing and everything. But why does it have to be? Paul gets really annoyed about this. He says you should be looking and refocusing every month.
Regularly,
checking in where you are, what you've achieved, where you've
got to. I think the point is that we do, but it just becomes heightened at this time of the year.
It's literally
everybody's
end of a year,
reviewing.
End of a decade. Can't even remember where, 10 years ago. 2009.
I was very heavily pregnant.
Not 10 years ago.
Oh, no, I was.
Of course you were. Sorry.
Oh, wow, yeah. Really? For Christmas?
I'd been rejected from every university I'd applied for. And 10 years ago, I got rejected for every university that I applied for.
I was going to say, was
and
you not in primary school?
Look at the journey you've
now?
Been on since, huh?
No, not primary school.
So you've been to the University of Life?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I managed to get into university through clearing.
Okay.
Let's leave it at that. Yeah.
Move on swiftly.
Moving on swiftly. We are about to close the last show of the Business Bunk Extra for 2019. And oh my God, if I had time, I would put up all the shows from this year. And we've had some awesome guests. So we would like to say a huge thank you to all the guests that have been on this year.
Absolutely.
We've had some fantastic stories, some fantastic conversations. It's so much fun hearing people's journeys, their life journeys, their business journeys, you know, why they're doing what they're doing, the passion behind it. And that's what the Business Bunker and the Business Bunker Extra Show is all about. It's about hearing the stories truthfully from the business owners, really, and just sharing it. Because even just by listening to the show and people listening and going, it's not just me. Somebody else is going through the same as me, and it is. It's, you know, it's hard. It's really, 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 really hard running a business. But we do it for a reason. At the end of the day, personally, I think it's because we're either crazy or drunk, but
both,
or we're unemployable.
Yeah. That is it. Truly, that is it. Truly. How many times do you think, oh, it'd be so much easier if I had a job? And then you think about it, and think, no. Because you just couldn't work for anybody. You just couldn't work
for
anybody.
No one would have you.
No, exactly.
You can't boss your boss, can you?
Well, you know,
in the workplace.
You can try.
You
can try, but they don't like it when you do that.
No.
But I would like to say a big, huge thank you to Gemma, Julie, and Ben for this year for joining us. It's amazing. We are looking forward to Hax joining the team in 2020. He's going to be with us once a month, co-hosting for each show. We have got a great lineup of guests. We are actually back on the 10th of January. Seems like ages ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But obviously, because of the way Christmas falls, there'll be no show next Friday or the Friday. Oh, well, I could have done one on the 3rd, but I thought, nah. We're having a full 2 weeks off. So we've
got horses to look after.
I've got horses to look after, yeah.
Mucking out things. To do.
I know, I didn't think about this. Did not think this through. Next time I get a horse, make sure I don't do it until the summer, at least. God, mud everywhere. Have a great, amazing Christmas. Thank you all so much for your support this year. It's been epic.
Epic.
That's my word at the moment. Thank you to all our listeners. We appreciate you being here. We've got great things planned for the Bunker and the Bunker Extra Show in 2020. 2020, doesn't that right? Has it got to be 2020?
2020.
And all I can say one last time is Merry Christmas. Happy and prosperous New Year. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.